1480 KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Good morning there, Mr. Randy.
It's like we're always minus one. What the heck's going on here? we rotate the days off around here. Is that what it is?
You know what, though? No one ever knows that.
I know.
They don't know that we're less.
Actually, we've got about six people in the studio today.
We do.
And,
wow, this is a huge crowd.
And Randy Grimes couldn't find his rear end if it was strapped to his backside. He's having a heck of a time over there.
Yeah, but he's still great. I mean, he'll find that piece of paper with Jimmy Bell's phone number on. We had to give him Jimmy Bell's phone number twice this morning. Speaking of Jimmy Bell, he is
one heck of a good angler there.
Yes, and he's ready to go angling. He waited on the shores of Big Stone.
Oh, yes.
He's over by that Ortonville, Big Stone City, Millbank area.
Getting ready
right
for
now.
The AIM tournament on Sunday.
Yes, Jimmy, do we have you loud and clear this morning?
I am here. You have me there, sir.
We probably caught a guy that's just all ramped up like most of us get when we get to go fishing. We've been working, we've been doing all these things, and now we get to go fishing and you're sitting on the shores and it's time to go.
Well, you know, it's for you, Lynn, I would sit on the shore and help you out with this. You know, you talk about on the water and in the air. I'm supposed to be on the water right now, so hopefully we get close.
Well, we're going to have to let him on the water pretty quick because that wind's going to be 40 miles an hour today.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Trust me.
Well, there's always an island to sneak behind.
Well, they said possible 10 to 20.
Yeah.
You add those together and add 10 around here. That's how you get 40.
Oh, anyway. So 30. Okay.
All right. Jimmy, what's going on in Big Stone? What do you got cooking here?
Well, obviously, I'm up here fishing for the AIM. I fish all the AIM events with my daughter, Chelsea Bell.
Oh, cool.
It's an interesting year for us out there this year because she's also carrying my first grandchild. So she's fishing with me, and she's 7 months pregnant. So I'm out here trying to figure out the fish. And then she'll come in Saturday, and hopefully Sunday we'll go catch a whole bunch of those fish.
That's starting them young.
That is about as young as you can start them. And you know what? That brings up an interesting thing, though. I mean, really, I mean, starting young. I mean, this circuit now, from where it started as a high-level professional level, it's gone to a weekend series.
Damn, cool.
You know,
get the family involved. Have fun.
Father-daughter, grandkid.
Absolutely.
You know, Jimmy, this is for everyone.
It is. It's truly, I mean, when you look at this circuit, I get to fish. I pre-fish a lot with my friend Adolph and Lynn. You've met him before. And we get to go out and really have a lot more fun. You know, you get pretty laser-focused when you're fishing the NWTs or all the other high-level circuits. This one, we get to go out, have a lot of fun with a lot of great partners, couples, father-daughter, father-son. You know, you got Ross Grothy and his son Reed, who took Angler of the Year, Team of the Year last year. I mean, it's just a great venue to go out and enjoy yourself. And I've never been on Big Stone. This is my first tournament where I've been able to pre-fish out here. So I'm really impressed with the lake. But it does get a little bumpy when it gets windy.
Well, that wind, especially if it's coming right down the chute there, then it'll move things around.
You know, Jimmy talks about AIM, and some that are listening may not be familiar. That's a company that was formed a few years ago, and they're real, and talk about taking pressure off. Their catch photo release tournament.
Catch, record, release. It was this.
Yep.
That's how it was. Yeah, the CRR.
And take a photo, put that fish back, and release it. And that takes a lot of the stress off of not only the fish, but the angler trying to keep these things alive, going through rough water.
No live well maintenance going on. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So, you know, Jimmy, that's really, you know, taking a lot of the headaches away also.
It does. And the great thing is when you come into a community, obviously this is a fishing community, right? And when you've got tournaments, I think they've had tournaments the last 3 or 4 weekends since opener, and the locals get a little riled up about that, right? Everybody's keeping fish, you're killing fish, all this stuff goes on. Well, when you do the CRR format, one, you don't have to worry about slot limits, so it's really go out and catch as many big fish as you can because you're bringing the fish in, you're taking a photo of that. They've got a system where you really can't cheat at it. You've got a registered card, a registered ruler, and they check every fish. And it really allows the community to get behind these types of events because every fish is immediately going right back in the water. You've got no kill at all.
Yes, and you talk, you know, in the day when you're trying to bring back five alive fish, because we always got a penalty if we had a dead one or one floating upside down. You know, besides that, this rough water thing can also put a strain on a person's back or on a daughter's expectant child.
Oh, yeah,
so,
especially if it's,
you know,
there's
something
there
that I've noticed with Jimmy this year, and he's talked about a new seat pedestal for his boat. Jimmy, what is that thing?
Yeah, so here's the deal. I mean, obviously, you know, me as an angler, I've been at this for quite a while, and when my daughter got involved, we've just been having a gas. Well, this year, like I said, she's carrying our first grandchild. She's 7 months pregnant. My concern going into the season was I not only have to protect Chelsea, but now I've got two people I got to protect. So I did a lot of research. I went out. There's really three main manufacturers in the suspension seats, but I went with the Airwaves. They've got a system that I believe is a lot better. It doesn't have a big retention, so it doesn't feel like it's trying to throw you back out of the boat. The way that it's built, it's an air system that you come down on a suspension. And even after the first tournament, Chelsea looked at me and said, "Dad, why didn't we have these before?" And really, that brings up a great point. I mean, I did it for the right reasons, that I need to protect her and our grandchild, but I've been at this for quite a while, and my back has taken a beating. And if there's one piece of advice I can give a lot of young anglers, is you see all of us that have been in this for a long time, and we've all gone to these suspension seats now because our bodies have taken a beating. If you can get into these suspension seats when you're younger, then all of a sudden you're not going to have the problems that a lot of the guys that have been at this for a long time are going to have. It saves your body like you cannot imagine. You go across the water, and you don't have those big, sharp jars, especially when you quarter wave. So now I've got these in here. I feel a lot more comfortable. Obviously, I've got to stay close with Chelsea. If it's going to blow 30 on Sunday that they're talking, I'm not going to run 20 miles up this lake. I'm going to take it, you know, I'll find fish close, and if I don't, we're going to have a heck of a time. There's some big largemouth going in the lake right now, too. So I guess I'm going to corn a little bit.
And they're associating to rock piles. So how can you
they
go
are.
Wrong? Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy, Lynn. I go in there, and I'm pitching jigs on these rock piles, and I'm catching 4 to 6 pound largemouth. And I know if I get Chelsea in there, she's not going to want to leave. She's going to want to sit there and hammer on those things.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
Well, that's the beauty of this AIM, is there's not a huge investment into that tournament anymore like there used to be. That was it used to be very, very expensive to get into that AIM tournament. Now we're looking at, what,
$300
to get in?
Team, so.
You know, so, I mean, it's very affordable.
It is affordable, and it's great. You know, they call it a weekend series for a reason, right? So guys can take a Friday, Saturday, maybe go pre-fish, even Saturday if they just need to, or if they know the lake well enough, they can get out there. The costs are down. I mean, you go to these professional events, and Lynn, you know this. You've traveled in all of these as well. It's anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 per event is what you're going to invest. By the time you've got bait, lodging, gas, and everything else, you come to these weekend events, you know, you got $300 to $500 tied up. You get to go out with your buddy or your daughter and just have a heck of a good time for the weekend.
And you don't have to take, you know, 6-7 days off of work, you know, to pre-fish these things either. You know, just go out and enjoy it. It kind of reminds me of the FLW used to have a league series where you could just kind of pop in on the weekend and fish. And, you know, it was fun, decent payouts, and heck, you know. Good learning experience.
Let's leave a guy that's been with Yamaha forever. Let's leave the Yamaha Pro with the last word, what he would like to say for this coming weekend.
Well, I tell you, for the people that are coming out here right now, the bite is really turning on. And Lynn, you fish this body of water. Actually, you helped me last weekend. I came out just to see the lake and drive around a little bit with which ramp to go in. But the lake is warming up, and the bite is really picking up. And I think all the teams that get out there this weekend, it's a beautiful body of water. I was expecting you're out in farm country, it's going to be a mud hole. It's a beautiful, clear body of water. It's got good fish. It's going to be a great weekend, and I'm looking forward to getting out there. I'm still trying to work on Danny to try and see if I can run six rods instead of four rods because I truly got three of us in the boat, but I don't know if he's going to let me by with that.
We'll look at the rule book on that one, Denny said.
Yeah. Yes. Double check that.
So thanks, Jim. We'll let you get on the water. Enjoy your fantastic weekend. And everyone, get out on the water this weekend. Yeah. We've got
it's a free fishing weekend in South Dakota.
Free fishing weekend in South Dakota, too. You don't need a fishing license.
Yeah, so. All right. Well, good luck in the tournament, Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. And keep your eyes on the water and the skies.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, we've got Denny Fox coming. Denny Fox coming up here from AIM. He is the director of Anglers Insight Marketing. I'm glad you know how to run this board just a little bit, or we'd have had that thing just buzzing like a bugger.
I probably could go dial him up and put him on. I don't know where Randy's at here. There he is.
There's our board
perfect,
man.
Perfect timing there.
There's the CEO of KSDR right there.
So let's talk a little bit. Free fishing weekend this weekend.
We just hung up on Jimmy, and we're looking for Denny Fox.
Opens anybody up that wants to go fishing?
Yes.
Any body of water. You don't need a license.
Hey, you know what? Go out. Go to Big Stone. If you've, you know, a lot of people, they
that
just,
shore fishing's probably phenomenal up there, too.
Shore fishing's good right now on a lot of lakes. But there's a lot of people that go, I've never been able to figure out the formula, the equation. Now, Big Stone can be a very challenging body of water.
Yes, it is.
Get up there this weekend. On Sunday, you'll see where these guys are fishing.
It'd be fun
and don't get in their way.
You know,
please.
What time is the weigh-in's going to be? Because I think people might be interested
we'll
next guest that. But back to the free fishing weekend. You know, those people that want to get out and do some fishing and they got some family around, and there's no cost to get into the parks.
State park
ramps are free.
So
get in, go
Sandy
fishing.
Sandy Shores, Hartford Beach,
yep. Drop
all these
the boat
state
in
parks,
and go.
Boom.
And but remember, you still got to follow the law of the land when it comes to fishing. I mean, you can keep all your fish, but
don't follow everybody else either.
Exactly.
Learn how to fish and find fish yourself.
Go on, have a good time.
That's kind of what our theme of our show really is.
And believe it or not, the shore fishing around here has been really good too. I mean, I come in from a lake out west a couple of days ago.
What lake was that?
And anyways, there was people on the, and I tell you right now, I'm coming in, I saw a guy catch two fish from the shore. And
speaking of catching fish, we have Denny Fox on the line, I believe.
Well, that guy, is he with us, Randy?
Yeah.
Huh? Randy, I didn't know he was doing his job today.
Oh, he's silent.
I think he was mad because I only gave him a hash brown for breakfast. That's all we could give him.
Denny, we're live and on the air with you, Denny, and we're ready to talk AIM. We're ready to find out what we have for excitement in this weekend series.
Oh man, I got to tell you what, AIM has just been taking my gangbusters across the Upper Midwest here, Lynn.
Yes.
You know, AIM was started in 2008 by 77 industry leaders that foreseen the way of the future. And when AIM was created to be a catch, record, and release format. Obviously the most conservation-minded effort in all of tournament walleye fishing. CRR, as we like to refer to it, is where the guys in the boats go out with a ruler and a camera, and they catch fish, they put them on the ruler and record that fish on the ruler to verify its length, and then release it right back to where they caught it from. So they don't bring anything into the scales, and they don't transport them all day in a live well. Then they take down inches that they had, and they convert it to a weight chart that we have for them. So AIM
and everybody uses
Insight Marketing.
Yep. Everyone uses the same ruler. Everyone uses the same conversion. And it doesn't matter because the competitors on the water on that day are using the same rule. So, you know.
Absolutely.
And you know what? You talked about Anglers Insight Marketing. Sorry to interrupt. I would believe back when that was formed, out of those 77 owners, I believe 98% of them were anglers.
I do believe so. Looking down the list, they are the guys that could foresee the future, Lynn. They knew what was coming on. In our world today, we're definitely conservationists compared to 50 years ago when we caught and kept everything. Today, the anglers want to leave something behind for the next generation. And AIM allows us to play our game, the one we love to play, the tournament scene. yeah, it still lets us be the best conservationist in the land.
Right. And so from those humble beginnings of a few anglers putting a few things together, 35, 50, 60 boats, things have evolved. And now, I mean, some exciting numbers, an exciting location, new location, western Minnesota, North Dakota. But, you know, let's talk about Big Stone and what we have for going on there this weekend.
Let's do it. Because, you know, AIM, when it was started, was a pro-am circuit. And a lot of people associated with the AIM name with a pro, with a co-angler getting drawn for the day. But what we released in 2014 is what made it so exciting, Lynn. And that is our AIM Weekend Walleye Series. And that's what's coming to Big Stone this weekend, is the Weekend Series. The Weekend Series is a one-day tournament built on Sundays, and it's a team format. That will be where you and your family, friends, daughters, sons, grandpas get together as a team. So you're not drawing with anybody. It's a $300 entry fee to enter these tournaments. But you're fishing as a team in a one-day event. And it gives everybody equal chance to be a star, because they can pre-fish on Saturday and be competitive on Sunday. This weekend at Big Stone, we've got 66 boats coming. That's going to be the biggest circuit tournament on Big Stone this weekend.
What do you cap it at?
We cap it at 100 boats.
Oh, so actually, if anybody wants to still jump in.
Nope. They shut her off at midnight.
Oh, they did last night, huh?
Sorry to cut him off. Yeah. Danny, I should let you answer the questions. We wanted to have Denny here on Wednesday morning, but we can't have the show till Thursday morning. But you know, I talked to Denny on Tuesday night, and he was just reaching 50. He had 46. He was just reaching 50 to get 16 boats. I mean, that is, you know, weather forecast, that's promotion, that's excitement, that's releasing these fish, and it's all just really, really fun to talk about.
Wow.
Oh, it absolutely is. And from what I understand, South Dakota and Minnesota anglers are about to run face first into one heck of a bite on Big Stone, too.
Oh, man, that water temp is rising. We like to see that. So
you know, I'm excited. You know, we were talking earlier, to find out what time weigh-ins are going to be, because I think there's going to be some great entertainment value for a lot of the local people that want to go out, or anybody that wants to drive to Big Stone Lake and watch the weigh-ins. So what time are you guys, you know, kind of seeing that'll start at?
Well, let me tell you what we do, because we're a catch, record, and release tournament circuit, and we're definitely not the pro end, so we don't have an ungodly amount of money to spend on the weigh-in show. Here's how our weigh-ins go. The guys come in at 3 and 3:15. So they'll come in and they'll turn their packets of information in, which will be an SD card that they have all their fish pictures on, their scorecard, and their bump board that we gave them for the day. At 5 p.m. at the Ortonville City Park, we will have an award ceremony. Now, it doesn't show you any fish because they're all in pictures in the back in the office. So we don't have any pictures of fish or anything that day, that particular time. But come on out, we talk to the top five teams, we announce what kind of weights they had, they talk on stage, tell you what they did to win. It will give you a chance to know a little bit about what's happening on the lake. And let me tell you, we're a social media based company. Now, so the excitement of the weigh-in with fish isn't there, but we're new in the industry with this. We use a company called Pro Chatter, C-H-A-T-T-R-R. What Pro Chatter does is it gives all of our anglers and sponsors a promotional opportunity in the social media realm. Our anglers are allowed to use their phones to use the app Pro Chatter to make posts all day long.
Yeah,
I like it.
Sitting
on your... It's like no matter if you're at the grocery store with your wife or at the park with your kids, you can go to our Facebook page, which is AIM Pro Walleye Series, and all day long, these guys will be making posts from the water about what they're catching. and we'd get 40 or 50 posts throughout the day. It's like a nine-hour television show that you can watch when you can watch it. And you can catch up with the guys on the water. Guys will be shooting videos of fish. They'll be shooting pictures. They'll be telling you how many are on their scorecard. It's really a cool thing that is today's now scene. I got to have everything now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get the information now. Let's not wait 6 months for it.
You know, Denny, you know, as you were talking about the excitement of holding up fish, you know, for a lot of years, we've all gone to these weigh-ins. Even with fish, it can get a little boring. You know, I'm not being a devil's advocate here, but, you know, when you go through 120 boats or 150 boats and the guy comes up, he shows his fish and he goes, "Man, they just weren't there today. I don't know where they went.
I burned up
400 gallons
worth of fuel just to get up and down the creek a few times.
And I had five more of them buggers on, but they got off." It's the same old story.
Yeah.
But I grounded out, and I grounded out, and I did the grind, and I grind a little more, and then I grind, and then he doesn't even grind his hips up there and entertain anyone. You know, top five guys. I want to know what the top five guys are doing.
And that's what
I want to know what they're using. I want to know why they did this and did that. I don't want to know how come you didn't catch them again. Anybody can do that.
Exactly.
So,
and the neat part is that our way is everybody's approachable. So when you know who the guy was, that he's wandering around the crowd after the award, he's talking to anybody and everybody. So they're very easy to talk to. They're not your touring pros. Some of them are, don't get me wrong, and a lot of them are high-end, heavy competition guys, that are very good sticks. You can wander around a weigh-in at ours or an award ceremony, and you can learn a lot of stuff real quick about your body of water.
Nice thing about this, it's a one-day shootout. I mean, these guys, it's a do-or-die. You're going to get out there, you're going to put it all on the table in one day and do what you got to do, and, you know, you don't...
Well, the other thing is, Randy, I mean, a feller like me, I've taken that road trip to Lake Erie before. Yeah, I've done it five times, six times. Guess what? This weekend, I get to drive 60 miles.
I hear you.
I don't have to be away from my family. I get to sleep in the bed that you know, in the house and be there. I'm not out. You know, so for those
we've done
that
it,
say,
drive to Wisconsin, follow each other out there, rent a cabin for a week. You know.
Yeah, this offers the opportunity for anyone.
It's very, very affordable.
Affordability to just, you know, jump in, see and entertain yourself for a day. That's about what it is. Anyway,
myself for not signing up. No,
Denny, what did we miss? You know, Jimmy did a great job of explaining a couple things about you know, trying to work you over for being able to use three rods or six rods pretty soon. you know, 7 months, 7 months expected parent in his boat with him. That is really cool.
Well, isn't that special? There's very few tournament circuits where you can have the implications of aim and still be able to fish with your very pregnant daughter.
Yeah. She's tough. I'm not sure if this is one of his daughters worked at a bait shop over there on north part of Minneapolis, Vado's Bait, for a lot of years. I'm thinking maybe this is the one. I mean, so she's no slouch when it comes to fishing. So if you guys think you're going to beat up on and beat Jimmy, is it Chelsea that he's with?
Yep, he said Chelsea.
Yep, Chelsea.
Yeah, if you think you're going to beat him, good luck. You know,
we got about a minute left here. If you want to maybe kind of give us a quick rundown on where AIM is going to actually be going this year.
Absolutely. This is the second stop in the Minnesota circuit. In the Minnesota division, we will be stopping at Leech Lake in the middle of June.
Yeah.
And the first part of July, we're going to be in Otter Tail. And the state championship will be up north on Lake of the Woods.
Yeah.
When is it in June?
I think it's June 10th.
June 12th.
June 12th.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fantastic.
Let's sign up.
No, it's a fantastic, you know, anglers from South Dakota, Western Minnesota, they don't have a lot of traveling to do. So it's fantastic, Denny. Anyone else, anything else here in the last 10 seconds?
I don't mind.
Always remember that AIM lets you do a national championship if you're at the top of your division, whereas it's a no entry fee. And you get to win a $55,000 boat or something like that. So
yeah, and you take your top three qualifiers from each state, right?
Actually, top 10.
Oh, top 10. Okay. All right.
Top 10.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. And
let's get excited.
Have a great weekend over there in Big Stone.
I'll see you guys there. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Take care. All right, everyone. It's over to you, Randy Grimes, for another day of On the Water.
And all he got today was a hash brown.
Oh, boy.
Darn it.
I work cheap sometimes.